must have forgot. When they stole my gold medal and sold career, let's look back at my whole career, cause y'all must have forgot. The best pound for pound is mine. Hit Percy Harris with four hooks at one time. Y'all must have forgot. When I beat Bernard Hopkins and won the IBF, the right was hurt.
Salutations out there. This is the Firestarter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I am TKO and I got my man Bossa. What's up, Ba?
Ain't nothing. What's up, y'all?
Kenny couldn't make it tonight. Someone getting drunk and rightfully so. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, KB.
No bull. Happy birthday, dog. Kenny said he worked with 20 and 30-year-old white dudes, so best of luck to him, man. They going to try to get him fucked up.
Yeah, he going to be like that meme, like when niggas drink at over 40 and they be in that full body cash, man. It's about to be him tomorrow, man. I know he drinking that motherfucking that damn down south bourbon too, yeah.
Right.
That brown do you win, man. But his birthday, he deserved it, man. I was looking forward to hearing from him too, because I know he came home this weekend. And I saw he put up a picture of him and the fellas watching football last week. So looks like it was a good trip back home.
Yep.
So stay up, KB. You'll probably be recovering until we record next week, so you'll be ready then.
Oh, yeah, a week should be plenty of time.
Telling you, man, these fucking, what these hangovers, dog, like the one in real bad two-day hangovers, them Jones be 3 days now for me, bro. Like fucking drinking 3 days straight for homecoming, I wouldn't write until, like, that Wednesday that we went on, you know.
Nah, I was just thinking, I was about to say, it might not be enough if they try to get at him over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Try fuck Kenny up, man.
Yeah, because he said he was going to try to duck out of there early. You know, so they were like, yeah, this ain't done until we say so, you know.
Yeah. He should be all right, though.
Yes. Ain't this weekend like SEC championship weekend too? Yeah, some niggas gonna be drinking all weekend, man.
Kenny better not be fooling around with them watching football, yeah.
Man, that's gonna be what, from tailgate to the championship game, yeah.
Yeah, he should be all right though, yeah.
Yeah, I told you a couple weeks ago when LSU played Alabama. Brian went down there and he went, he was just like at the bars. What time is LSU in again?
What'd you say? What time zone?
No, what town? What town?
Oh. I think they're in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Baton Rouge, because he went there for the Ravens game on Monday night in New Orleans, but he flew and rode down to Baton Rouge or whatever. So, yeah, man, nigga called me like a half an hour before the game. You know, that nigga was slurring like shit. I'm like, man, just make it to Monday night, bruh.
No bull.
But, you know, that's what the SEC does, you know. They start that tailgate. Everybody got a motherfucking tent, you know, and they just be offing up, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle that down there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, what I gotta make it down there to one of them shits. I wanna go, like, ironically enough, go to the Ole Miss joint. I heard that's like the best fucking tailgate, you know, in all the SEC. But, you know, enough about that. How's your Thanksgiving, man? How's your week been? Your week and a half, shit.
Thanksgiving was cool. You know, pretty much, you know, most of my immediate family is here, so pretty much everyone showed up. So that was cool. It was a good time, man. Had fun shitting on each other's dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've talked about it on here before, but my niece Candy, she turned into like a health nut, and she be cooking all this vegan stuff. You know, I mean, she a good sport about it. Like, in my family, like, you got to be a good sport about shit. You know, because you getting fried either way, so you might as well laugh that shit off. But yeah, she made like a few things. She tried like this pumpkin loaf thing. And it was just weird. I said, it don't taste like nothing. It just tastes like moist bread. I said, if it actually tastes like, you know, like some pumpkin spice shit, like, that'd be different. But I'm like, something happened here. I'm like, it's not nasty. It wasn't nasty. I'm like, the texture was solid. But it ain't taste like nothing. You know? I said, this is weird. So it just felt like wet bread in my mouth. You know? I said, okay, like, that's a miss.
Then she made, put that zucchini in there, young?
Nah. I don't know what was in that motherfucker, because it ain't taste like nothing. Like, it wasn't no, like, obvious, like, chunks of zucchini or whatever, or any ingredient. Like I said, it looked and tasted like wet bread, you know. I was so blown, you know, because it looked good. Like, you could tell it was moist, you know, because when I got there, it was already sliced. I said, now, what's this here? Man, I got a hold of that thing. It took me like 3 bites. You know, I was like, well, I'm waiting for that taste to kick in. I'm like, I was like, this joint, it feel good. Like, it got that moisture, like it's supposed to be good. Like, yeah.
Had that long COVID loaf, young.
Yeah, I think it go in. That joint good. Hey, Tone, it was the weirdest. It was a weird sensation, man. Because, you know, when you eat something, it's those two things. It's the actual taste, and then there's, like, the texture. And I was like, this joint feel good in my mouth, you know. I was like, man. A pause. I know some niggas gonna be out. Some niggas gonna be out. Yeah. And I don't even be pausing, y'all. But that joint was blatant.
Yeah, but, my eyes got big.
Hey, yeah, it sounded bad when I thought about it. But yeah, you know, I was like, I'm like, this joint feel like it should be delicious, but I don't taste a thing. And she was like, for real? She made that face at me. I said, Candy, I'm telling you, I don't taste nothing. She was like, huh? She was like, it's supposed to be pumpkin. I said, well, it don't taste like it. She said, well, what it taste like? I said, nothing. I said, that's what I keep telling you. It don't taste like nothing.
It don't taste like nothing.
That shit was crazy to me, you know? So, anyway, that was good. She made something else. I forgot what it was, though. My wife don't went vegan, so she made a vegan mac and cheese. It was solid. Like, I had that and the, like, regular mac and cheese. So, you know.
Hold up. You had cheese, John?
Oh, yeah. I can eat, like, a little bit of cheese. I can't have, my doctor said I can't have the equivalent of a full glass of milk. She was like, anything more than like a glass of milk, you done for. It's just that, like, for months, once I got my diagnosis, I wasn't fucking with no dairy, even though she told me that. So I've gradually, like, started, like, fucking around. So I still don't eat regular ice cream. I only eat non-dairy ice cream. Because that's when I first realized something was wrong. I ate a pint of ice cream, and yeah, I started throwing up, and I was all fucked up, man. but, yeah, so I had a couple of things with cheese in it. I had regular mac and cheese and probably some other pastry and shit, which I don't even remember. Yeah, that was it. You know, She wasn't even there yet, but I was partying on my niece-in-law. Her, she made cornbread, yeah. That bottom was seared, yeah. It was smoky black, yeah. But the top portion was good, and I was trying to figure out how. I'm like, how the top gonna be moist, but the bottom, like, seared?
You know what, man? Cornbread is kind of weird, young, because, like,
yeah.
I make cornbread stuffing, but I make my cornbread fresh. So, like, I make my cornbread the night before or whatever, man. And, like, I always got to leave it in for another, like, 5 to 10 minutes. And then another 5 to 10 minutes. So, like, with my joint, I put, like, a can of cream corn in there and cheese. Like, so I know that's going to make it even more moist. So, I figured that's the reason why my joint got staying there longer. But I always take it out a little bit earlier and let it set overnight. And if it just ain't, like, crispy on top or whatever, like, I just deal with it. Because I'm like, that's going to be better than having that shit burning. Because, you know, same thing with mac and cheese. I'm like, the top can be bubbly and shit. But if you leave it in there too long, then that bottom's going to be, like, a fucking a brown-ass film on the bottom and shit. You know, that's weird, dog.
Yeah.
And then, you know, every fucking oven is different, too. You know, so you got hot spots and, you know, all that shit.
Well, she was off just a few minutes, I guess, because that joint was it ain't look right now. So yeah, we was partying on that joint. Yeah, and then she showed up and nobody ain't say shit. I said y'all some punks, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, it was a good time, man. We played Trouble. We had a Trouble tournament. Yeah, people got mad and that we ain't even finished that. People get serious about their Trouble, you know.
Yeah.
My daughter loved Trouble. Me and her be playing sometime. She be dead ass serious, you know. But yeah, my nephew, Trevor, this nigga, he was high and gonna beat the shit out of us. And he just kept laughing. He kept getting sixes and he just kept laughing, you know. And my niece, the one who just went to college, she brought a couple of her college friends home, so they was on my table. And yeah, they was like, how is he winning? I said, he high and he don't care. I said, look at him. And he just kept giggling. Yeah, he was laughing like shit, you know. He's like, man, I'm just playing, man. He's like, I'm just playing my game. Let me play my game. I said, this is some bullshit, you know. I said, when you don't care, them sixes be coming like on the what in Trouble, you know. But when you be pressing, when you want them, man, you be getting all kind of ones and twos, you know. But anyway, man, overall, it was a fun day, man. Like, had a good time. Left with two big ass slices of apple pie. I'm still working off, you know. I don't know which store they got the apple pie from, but it was one of them big Bama ass apple pies. Looked like, you know, George Mirasong be eating them motherfuckers, you know.
You sure it wasn't Costco, yeah?
You know what? It was, dog. You right. It was Costco for sure. Cause I was trying to figure out, like, which grocery store sells these big ass apple pies like this? I said, this is ridiculous. But yep, you're right. It's Costco. I don't know why I didn't think of Costco. I just thought everybody would just go to a grocery store. But yeah,
I'm trying to find this nigga that I recently started following on YouTube, you know. He a nigga from the area. He be going, trying all this food and shit, you know. Like, that nigga just tried some, like, Afghani food. He was acting stupid and shit, you know. Nigga's all Merlin, whatever. But his name is Peaks 100. Yep, that's his name, you know. He good, okay. You know. So he just had a vlog that he did over the weekend about, like, yeah, I'm tired of this motherfucking Thanksgiving food. All this shit tastes the same. I ain't fucking with it. And then he was throwing all this shit away, you know. And then he's like, then we got this big ass apple pie, young. And then he started, like, his wife or whatever. It's a young dude, but he married whatever, man. He started frying his wife on grandmother. He's like, and why your grandmother like bought this big ass pie and it got mold on it, young man. He hit that motherfucker Zoom, young. It had mold on there, young dog. She left the room, young. She's like, nope, I ain't gonna be on camera for this, young. Nope.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's embarrassing, you know.
Yeah, but I know how them fucking Costco desserts be, young, because, like, they stopped selling it, young, but every time somebody had work, had a birthday at work, dog, before COVID and shit, we got that big-ass fucking chocolate cake, young. Oh, my God, Sam,
oh, yeah.
Man. Shit, young.
I remember Mom had that joint. Yeah, I remember Mom had one at one of his fight parties, you know.
Mm-hmm. All you need is a sliver, young.
That nigga Marty got mad. Because it was at the end of the night. Man, I looked over at that cake, young. Marty said, I know your fat ass ain't about to eat that big-ass piece of cake. I said, because, young, I was drunk, too. I said, Marty, it looks so good, young. I sat at that table, young. Marty and a couple of chicks that was there, you know, they was looking at me so disgusted, you know. I said, I don't give a fuck what any of y'all think. I said, this is happening right now, you know. Marty was like, man, you wait. He was like, you could have had that cake any time tonight. He said, I'm ready to go. I said, nah, Marty. I said, I'm eating this, you know. It was good, you know. Marvin then was out back cleaning up and shit. You know, I sat right at that table, you know.
tight. Man. My joint was uneventful as fuck, young. Like, everybody was traveling and shit. So I was going to just do something small and invite some people. But, bruh. The week before, on the Friday before that week, whatever, man, I went to the dentist for a cleaning, young. Man, and Reek was like, man, we pulling two of these, young. I said, nah, dog. He's like, yeah, man. Like, to be fair, one of them that he pulled, he had started work on it before and then filed it down because, like, I just got, like, long-ass roots on my teeth, young. Like, when I had my damn wisdom teeth pulled, young, they only could pull three because the damn roots were so long and, like, I was just fucked up. So, one wasn't, what do you call it, I forgot the name of it and shit, you know, some damn dentist, like, it's this! It was whatever, and Impact, I think. And they just left that one there and shit. It wasn't Impacted, rather. They left that one there, but they plucked the other one, so the two that, like, you know, had the that got filed down a few months ago or whatever, it poked out or whatever, so he just plucked that one out, and he started another one, man. He had to crack that bitch in half, pulled one piece out, the small piece, whatever, and now the other shit is just, like, filed down now, so in about 2 months, I get that pulled, but it's that big-ass motherfucking mold I call the chomper, you know? Like, I couldn't use that shit the whole fucking week, you know? So, yeah, I was in this motherfucker gumming down some mac and cheese and stuffing, you know, but I made some fucking duck, young. Just wasn't happening, young. So, it was mac cheese, dressing. I made some motherfucking salt cookies. And that shit and wine, young. That was my Thanksgiving, young. But, no complaints, though, young. Still a good day. Talking to my sisters and shit, man. So, all G'd up. Yeah, so that was my Thanksgiving, but, I had made an appointment for some service on my car because my damn brakes been squeaking like shit. And I just bought the fucking car, like, after leasing it or whatever, man. And they supposed to check everything, last month? Yeah, everything was fine then, but now I was told my damn brakes are metal on metal, young, so.
Yeah, you know that sound, young.
Yeah, dog, everyone, when I pull off, man, I be driving around Howard, young. Them little youngers be like, God damn, young.
That shit is so embarrassing.
Hey, I be trying to hit that joint light, young.
No, it don't matter. It don't matter, like, young.
Yeah.
It don't matter. So, people be knowing, young.
Dog, they be looking young.
Hey, dog. Go ahead, I'm about to cook real tight.
Dog, all my jogging buddies, young, they be like, man, who's that? They be like, oh, that's him, young.
Yeah, that shit be so loud. Yeah, I had to get outside of the car one time to really listen to it. I told my wife to drive that drink. I said, I need to hear this. I said, oh shit, that's what it sounds like. I said, fuck this. I said, we need to go get this fixed. Acting like I could get away with it for a little while. I'm like, it ain't that bad. Nigga, when you outside, whew, that shit's so loud, yeah.
But see, the bullshit is that it only does it like the first like 30, 45 minutes of my drive, you know, and then like when I'm leaving work or whatever, like if I'm just going there for like, you know, do some paperwork and shit, I'm in there for like 3 hours or whatever. When I leave that joint, it'd be fine. So the last time I took it to the dealership or whatever, they were like, no, everything's fine, you know, we just tested. So like this time before I went in, like I checked all them boxes that had anything to do with brakes. Like, nope, check this, do a full diagnostic, do all that shit, you know. And that's how they found out it was a full, it was brake on brake. But that wasn't even the worst part, you know. My damn agent, like, hit me when I was up in the lounge or whatever. And was like, oh, yeah, by the way, they found a rat in the undercarriage of the car or whatever. And she sent him off for a picture. Sam, that motherfucking rat looked like a motherfucking a Looney Tunes cartoon with like the fishbone, young, with the head, young.
Yeah,
that body was just decimated. I'm like, he probably climbed there a few weeks ago when it was cold, trying to get some heat. And yeah, he probably froze to death that night. And then when I warmed that motherfucker up, it just like shredded his body and shit. But I was like, well, that's what the fuck he get. So
no bullshit,
man. Cause I started smelling something weird or whatever. And I was like, did I leave a motherfucking package of meat in my damn trunk and shit? I've done that before. That shit's the worst in the summertime. But I couldn't find anything. So that first day I smelled some shit, young, was the day I went to motherfucking Marshall's, man. I got these motherfucking air fresheners that look like, what do you call it? The candle jars and shit, young, because they're supposed to be like real strong. Man, I just cracked the plastic on that joint, young. Whole car infused, young. Next day, maybe like 2 days, I had to crack another one. I was like, this is ridiculous, young. But then in a week, it just went away. But I was like, that's just like weird. But now I know, young. It was that motherfucking rat, young.
Yeah. Damn, yeah. I was about to say, that's one fucking animal, like, I will never, like, think it's cute. I won't like it. I just don't like them things, you know. Them some nasty looking fuckers, you know.
Yep.
Fuck them joints forever, you know. Anytime something, I see them dead in the street, they be all flattened and run over and shit. I be like, so? When I see a deer or a squirrel and shit, I be going out Suitland Parkway over my niece's house. Man, I see a deer, man. I be like, damn, man, they be killing these deers. Terrible ass motherfuckers. Like, you can't stop. But I see a rat, I be like, get more of them. Get all of them.
Hey, yeah, I was about to say, them rats be looking like little leather wallets, young. I was like, young, they be looking like rat turners, young.
Stupid, yeah. That's stupid good, shit, yeah. Yeah, they be fucked up, man. But yeah, no sympathy, young.
Nah.
And you be knowing, young, because it be that tail. When it be a squirrel, I be, man, my heart be like, oh, man, they done got the little squirrel. Sometimes them squirrels be deserving it too, though, young, because they be indecisive than a motherfucker.
Yeah, they be sitting there trying to figure it out, young.
Yeah, hey, Tone, no bullshit. It wasn't more than like a couple of weeks ago. Coming down my street, you know, like we got a lot of squirrels on my block. Tone, I stopped. I just put on brakes, young, because Youngin couldn't figure out what he wanted to do. Please just make a decision and get the fuck out the street, Youngin. Because I could definitely tell I was going to run him over. Because he was going back and forth, but it was like he was still within the strike zone and shit. So I'm like, dog, like, just go to the side completely. So, yeah.
Sometimes I think the motherfucking scroll be wanting that motherfucking photo finish too, young. I'm like, nah, come on, young. Like, I'm going to just make it, young, and I'm going to look sweet, young.
Right. Right. He's like, he an action star. He's going to dive out at the last second. Yeah. Oh. The action squirrel.
All this bitches looking at him like, damn, young, he did that.
Go ahead. See, we stupid, you know. Hey, you know, I was about to call you the other day. It was something I was laughing at.
Hey, dog, made me think I swear to God. I swear to God, like, real quick, young, because I know you're probably about to say the same thing, young. I was about to call you and, like, text you and Kenny at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. It was something, young. I was like, these niggas said this, young. Them niggas stupid as shit. I was like, cackling at 1 a.m., young. But go ahead, though.
Nah, it was something that came up with the Nation of Islam recently, and it was ridiculous, Sean. And I was about to call you, and I was like, gonna say, my Muslim squirrels idea don't seem so stupid now, yeah. I couldn't remember I had that sketch idea called Muslim squirrels,
yeah. Yeah, I think it started as It started as a Christian squirrel, Jewish squirrel, and a Muslim squirrel. And we had just done something that I think it was a joint we submitted to Chris Rock, whatever, where we had like three people. And he was like, nah, young, we ain't doing three people anymore. That shit be tanking, young. And I was like, fine, young. So then nothing, you narrowed it down to just like just a motherfucking Muslim squirrel, young.
Yeah, but anyway, something came up with the Nation of Islam recently with all the anti-Semitism shit, all the talk that's been going on, and it was so stupid, you know. I said, see, that Muslim scroll idea don't seem so stupid now, you know. It was ridiculous, you know. But anyway, yeah, you know. So stupid.
Yeah. How much money you spent, Black Friday, Cyber Monday,
honestly, Tuesday, Tom, I kind of just forgot about it. I didn't spend none. I completely forgot, dog. Like, dog, I was, like, hung over from, like, just, like, the holiday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, dog, I went out walking on Friday and didn't even think about it, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so I ain't spent shit. So, I gotta, obviously I gotta spend some money. I still gotta get my daughter some stuff. But, yeah, I just didn't even occur to me. How much you spend?
Yeah, I spent more than enough. But, to be fair, like, my main thing was I got a new computer, so. Like,
oh, cool.
Like at 7 o'clock, young. 7 o'clock, I went and ordered the joint of Best Buy, and then went up the street and got. And surprisingly, I was in and out that joint in like 5 minutes, sure. Like they had a little line up the street and shit, man. They asked for my confirmation code and my ID, and they got me right the fuck up out of there. And like, I didn't even use an hour of my damn giant parking between going there and going back to some motherfucking grocery store and shit. Cause like, you know, I was waiting for M2s, young, but the motherfucking manufacturing been slowed down. China got everything slowed the fuck down because of COVID and shit. So,
right.
So now they talking in like next March or whatever. So I just waiting got an Air. John be sizing the Air like, man, this is just as good as the Pro. I'm like, all right, man. So I grabbed one of them drinks, whatever. So
it really is though. My last one was an Air.
Yeah, because I was going between that and a 13-inch M2 or whatever, man. But that's going to be getting trashed. Like, The camera's still 720p. It's not a liquid retina display. I'm like, well, why they shortchange you on a pro? But, you know, the cream of the crop pros are 14s and 16s. They just kind of threw that 13 in there. The shot in the dark or whatever. And, yeah. You know.
For sure.
I just don't like the fact that these joints don't have no fucking USB-A port, son. I gotta use a fucking adapter to plug in a USB-A. Like my microphone, like, I'm recording this right now on my old joint, you know? Because I don't have a damn USB-A converter or whatever. So
they don't cost much. I mean, I think I bought a four-pack of the little converters, like, and I had to give my niece some, too, because she bought a new Mac and didn't know, you know? Mm-hmm. She was like, I can't plug my stuff in.
She tried to see you.
Dog, I was smiling, y'all. I said, yeah, Candy. I said, I got like four converters. I said, you can have two. I got two. Mm-hmm. She was looking stupid as shit. She was like, I didn't know nothing about this. I just was laughing, y'all. I said, this technology be kicking people ass, even young people, you know. I'm like, she right. should know about this, but it be moving so fast, you know. That's why, what's our girl name? The senator, you know, just ran for president, Elizabeth Warren. She trying to get that shit uniform. She on these tech companies' ass, especially Apple. Like, she like, nope, you can't keep switching this shit every motherfucking 2 years. Like, we need uniform plug-in, John. And port, like port plugins and chargers. She was like, everything got to be uniform. You can't be coming up with your own shit and then licensing it to companies and shit. Like, it was a good idea for them, like making money, but nah. Apple is nickel and diming the public, and that shit is adding up to billions in their war chest, you know. Like, just from accessories, you know.
Oh, accessories is the name of the game, you know.
Dog. I mean, they already killing it with hardware, you know? But their accessory game is ridiculous. And they be like, nope. This is our shit. The lightning cable is us. It's trademarked. And yeah, if you want to do it, here's a license. And all these little companies be like, cool. Like, we'll pay you to make them. So we can put lightning cable on our package, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they still one step ahead of everybody because, you know, they got to conform to this USB-C shit in Europe next year. So they've been slowly but surely, like, doing it with the iPads. But next year, the phone's going to get them whatever. But you know what they hustling now, young? That motherfucker MagSafe, young.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got chargers, young. When I put my shit on a charge, that joint just be like showing a little, the percentage or whatever. Man, I bought some Belkin joint last week, young. I clicked that joint on there, young. That motherfucker, boom, popped up, young, and that circle popped. I was smiling, young, like, mm-hmm, it's better, young.
Yeah, it be charging fast as the shit. You ain't it's lying,
cause,
young.
It's because it fucking click on and you know you're not hitting a wrong spot, young. Like, you know how many motherfucking times I put my damn phone on a charger, young? And didn't hit the sweet spot, and then come back and lips poked out because I got 30% still, young. Nah, dog.
Right.
When that joint click, young, I know I know we good, young. So, even with the motherfucking the restrictions changing, shit, they still find a way around it to make money. And motherfucking companies do be advertising like, yeah, this the MagSafe, yeah.
Basically.
Alright, man. Yeah, so hopefully we can get through most of this. We done restarted one time already, and it's just one of them nights, man. It's the King's birthday or something.
I got something to say, and I'm not waiting for the outrage segment, you know. It's bad too, and I don't care. I'm tired of all these black people in the AIDS commercial. Can you hear me, young?
I can now. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I'll let you know if I'm gonna cut out.
Nah, so anyway, I'm watching basketball, you know. And they just did one of these motherfucking HIV commercials, you know. Why is always a rack of black people in them, you know?
You just want to drink where... I just saw one yesterday or earlier today, and it was a rack of black people, and I mean, black men, some Spanish men, whatever. And I got mad because at the very end, they shoot in a black woman, young, out of nowhere, you know. She went in the whole commercial. They didn't show people three and four times, young. They show her at the very end, young, in slow motion. You know, I'm like, what she got to do with this?
Tone, I'd be so confused. I'd be like, white people don't got age, young. What is going on here, young? I'm like, did they really just graduate from having age, young? Like, they not doing that no more? Because in the 80s COVID, and 90s, huh? all we saw was them, you know? It's just crazy. I was like, man, this is wild. Anyway, I just had to say it because I just saw another commercial, man. Ain't nothing in it but us.
That's right. Maybe it's a regional thing, huh?
Nigga, they usually show them doing like sports and shit. And I just be seeing it because pretty much all I watch is sports. Anything I'm not watching on broadcast TV, like, I mean, if I am watching broadcast TV, it's usually sports. Other than that, everything else is streamed. So I don't see commercials. But when I watch TV, I be seeing a rack of Big Pharma commercials, you know, and all the HIV AIDS ones. Yeah, it be us in them. So just right, putting that out there, see if anyone else noticed.
All right, so let's jump in. Oh, one more thing, yeah. I thought we were good, Sam, yeah. Nigga, we had, of course, Thanksgiving, we got Black Friday, we got Cyber Monday, a little hangover on Tuesday. Dog, why am I still getting all these emails from people begging me to buy their shit, young? It won't stop.
Yeah, so Brooks Brothers hits me at 9:02 every morning. I was about to screenshot it. I think it was yesterday morning. I just started laughing. I was out on my walk at 9:02. I said, man, I should send this shit to Tone because I said he probably won't believe me if I just said it. I got a rack of texts, Brooks Brothers, 9:02 every morning. You know, they just be on it, you know.
Yeah, I be getting them emails like first thing. Like, I might check my damn email when I first, like, you know, turn over a little early or whatever. By the time I go run, take a shower, and go to work, young, like, it's like I didn't even do anything, dog. It doesn't even matter. Like, at least, like, I buy stuff from, like, Bonobos and Todd Snyder and shit. So, okay, they get a half a passion. I be getting so many emails from Boss. I ain't bought nothing, young. I put something in my cart one time, young, and didn't check out. Since then, dog, like, they were like, nah, we getting that sale, young. I'm like, man, that shit, and, Puma, Adidas, like, everybody, young.
I was about to say, dude, they be on your ass like Nike, dude. Nike the worst offender, dog.
They are bad. Oh, I can't even say that, Sam. Young. Not for me anyway, young.
For real, I feel like Nike the worst one, dog. I put something in the cart, I get an email immediately if I leave it for more than 15 minutes.
Did you leave something? You still thinking, young? Maybe hitting that joint? I was like, leave it alone.
Yeah, they be hitting something. I don't know if that's quite it, but it just be real annoying, you know. But yeah, they be trying to get you to follow through, man. All
right. All right, let's jump into some sports here. I don't know. Football. I'll tell you the truth, young. Like, I didn't really watch much football on Sunday because, you know, Giants play on Thursday, so I didn't give a fuck on Sunday. And, yeah, like, I maybe caught, like, half of the 1 o'clock games, and then I don't even know if I caught any of the Sunday night game, but, so, I have no idea, dog. And 2 weeks ago, I definitely don't know what the fuck happened 2 weeks ago, so. If you got anything to add, young.
Oh, as far as football, not much. As far as the Bucs, you know, like, I'm just starting to think they ain't got it. Like, it's just, it's not even a matter of whether they got enough talent. It's just, they dumb, you know. Just too many wrong, just bad decisions at the worst times, like, Carlton Davis was about to cry because he fell for, he bit on a double move by Amari Cooper, and yeah, it let the Browns get in field goal range. And when I actually think he did cry, and I was just like, man, it's too late for crying, dog. Like, I've been watching this team for
who
3 years
again?
Now.
Who cried again?
Carlton Davis.
Oh.
I was like, I've been watching this team for 3 years. Like, he was in his second year when I started watching him in 2020. He was biting on double moves back then. It wasn't no reason to bite on that move, you know. And he got cooked. And everybody knew the game was over. And he just, yeah. He just started crying, you know. He took off his helmet, and, yeah, he looked hurt. And I just said, whatever, man, game over. Like, you cost your team, you know. It's fine. As far as, like, who does look like they got a little something, I'm starting to think San Francisco going back to the Super Bowl, you know. We'll see if they can close it out. San Francisco.
Yeah.
If I had to bet on any team in the NFC right now, it would be San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles still got the best record, but San Francisco they just look like all around they got the best team.
They stop everything that you like to do, young, and then motherfuckers just sitting there trying to figure it out. And, you know, by the time the fourth quarter is there and they got, you know, 7-10 point lead, and that's all defense really need, you know.
Right. Yeah. They're a really good team, man. Obviously, I don't believe in the Vikings. Like, that's a lie. Yeah, and in the AFC, I still believe in the Bills. I think you got to put the Dolphins up in there now. Yeah. And obviously the Chiefs. But I wouldn't sleep on the Chargers. Chargers are finally starting to get healthy. I think Herbert is learning to play with his rib. Either he's gotten comfortable playing with it or his rib injury is slowly starting to heal. But, yeah, he looks different. Ravens, they usually always did, but I will never, like, believe in them. And the Bengals, like, you know, that's another team that's starting to come on. They looking good. And they'll get Jamar Chase back sooner or later. Right. But,
yeah, I was about to say the Chargers, kind of resembling the Bengals of late last season a little bit right now. Like, nobody really wants to play them. They're kind of under the radar and shit, man. But, you know, all you need is a receiver and a quarterback, man, to have a good game. And, you know, have that number one seed sitting there pouting and shit after they get the ass kicked like Titans did last year. And not the ass kicked, but, you know, get the ass booted, rather. So.
Right.
Oh yeah, it's one thing I did want to add about the Giants. So after the game 2 weeks ago against Detroit that we lost, that was a game that we really needed to win because we have a hard schedule coming down in the stretch. But nevertheless, I was happy to hear after that game that I guess after this season, like it's not going to help us this year and shit, but after this season, like they're going to take a serious look at our field, man, because over the past, like, 3-4 years, man, the Giants and the Jets players has been getting, like, these rash of terrible ACL injuries, knees, all this shit, man, whatever. And it's like, you know, you can kind of just chalk it up to bad teams having bad fucking, like, you know, medical staffs and shit. And, you know, niggas making fucking Cleveland Browns staff infection jokes and shit, man. But with both teams playing well this year, man, and niggas still getting hurt every week, like, we just lost our, you know, number one draft receiver, Wandell Robinson, for the year with the ACL. Already lost Sterling Shepard, like, game 3, I have to believe, this season, man. Like, and guys just keep on going down, man. So, it's that fucking turf, you know? Like, I was thinking about it the other day when I was walking past Howard's Field or whatever, man. They're, you know, taking out the end zone because they're going to do the city championship games there, I believe, Catholic and public school championship games there, whatever. So just like seeing the end zone tore up with like that fucking plastic garbage, young, that fucking biodegradable, that shit is trash, dog. And all they do is like, you know, put it down, put the paint on top of it, and then like they just be like filling it in, whatever. And I'm like, man, all it takes is a motherfucking cleat hitting that joint the wrong way in a big-ass chunk, because they're all different sizes and shit, man. Like, this is why these niggas be getting fucked up. So I'm like, if the college teams, for the most part, let's play in the dome, can get this shit right, man, then these fucking billionaire owners have no excuse. Like, what does it take to put grass in the field, you know? How much money do you make anyway? Like, how much more money you have to spend to got... goddamn get grass on a fucking field of an outside stadium? Shit just lazy, dog. So
yeah,
short term, long term, hopefully they put grass on this field next year, cause they just fucking up people's lives, man. Like, you know, long term effects is like, even after you finish playing, man, like that shit is like debilitating, you know? Like you 50 years old, man, that's when that shit start kicking in. You start like, damn, man, when I fucking tore that ACL for the third time and shit on that trash ass field, I'm dealing with that shit now. Right. I can't walk. So
yeah,
that's my rant for the week.
Yeah, bro, I told you
good.
My nephew Trav, he tore his meniscus when he was like 14. Yeah, his shit about to be bone on bone by the time he like probably in his late 40s, you know. I told him you're gonna need a knee replacement before you even 60 years old, you know. He was like, man, that shit be hurting, dog. He was like, man, it's getting to be that time of year where it be hurting.
See, young, that weather change and shit, young, that shit whack.
Yeah, bro. And he, I told him, I said, I don't know if you had the best doctor either, because I think they just took that shit out. Like, they the doctor. I'm just assuming he didn't have the kind of tear where they could sew it up. They just took out the, because sometimes when a meniscus, it's two ways a meniscus can tear. I think the horseshoe tear is the one they can sew up. And then there's the other kind of tear where the flap is just like hang, like dangling, and it clutters up the joint, and it make your knee hard to like bend. Like basically the joint is opening and closing. And so when it closes, that's when you feel like that pop and your knee gets stuck and shit. So they just removed the little flap. Yeesh. So they just removed it. And now, like, it's gradually, like, what meniscus he has left is starting to wear away. as he uses the joint more and more, it's just starting to wear away. I said, yeah, bro. I said, you just about to be done, you know? It's not the meniscus. It's the cartilage on the bone. So as the cartilage is starting to wear away, yeah, it's about to just be bone on bone, you know? So I felt bad for him, you know? Because I could see when he in pain fucking with that joint. And yeah, I get the feeling this about to be one of the time machine joints, Sean. Cause you responded late as shit to me talking, you know.
Oh, it's definitely a time machine. You be going in and out, young. When you come in and you just keep talking, young, like it kind of sustains itself. So I don't know, bro. I just want to brag about Michigan. Get out of here. I was texting back and forth with Tamika earlier, man. Her mom was in town, and she was like, "Hey, you know, old people would be watching motherfucking CBS and MSNBC. She's like, you gotta recommend me some movies, some series to watch or whatever." And I'm like, "What did I watch this weekend? It started with the Michigan game last year, young. I started watching these motherfucking reaction videos after the joint, like people watching this shit live and get the sights, young man. That's all I did Saturday night. I watched, I think it was a wrestling pay-per-view. So, like, yeah, Sunday, when them games were interesting to me, dog, I went right to YouTube and started watching Michigan videos, young. Like, that's all I did Sunday, young. So, I had a little bit ready for KB today, young. I was like, I know I forgot something for Black Friday. And, of course, Cartier had a sale, and I missed my chance to get some motherfucking $200 buffs, young. Because, turn that ball over, young. They give you the buffs on the sideline, young. Celebration, bitches. And, man. We kicked their ass, young. Kicked their ass, dog. I think this is the worst game plan a college defensive coach has ever had. So I know you don't watch too much college football, but like Michigan's running back is the best player on the team for all intents and purposes, whatever. He got hurt against Illinois last week, and the backup running back was really good too. His hand got fucked up, so he walking around with a big ass Jason Pierre-Paul mitt on his motherfucking hand and shit. So, you know, he's like the third down back and the backup running back, whatever. So his pass catching, that shit is like completely out of question. And you thinking that with that mitt, it's going to be a problem with him carrying the ball. With that being the case, Sean, why did the fucking Ohio State defensive coach who replaced the motherfucker who got killed by us last year, he just stacked the line and dared this motherfucker to throw, you know? One-on-one every play for like the first half, you know? So by the time they made adjustments or whatever, our quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, he has confidence now and shit. So it was just too late, you know? Like, it was a bad game plan, dog. So, yeah, man, we fully took advantage of it. Threw a whole bunch of motherfucking bombs and shit, you know? I still like him, so I didn't troll Young, but I was smiling like shit when everybody just kept on gushing about Marvin Harrison Jr. and shit. And, he was like the third best receiver in that game. He had a pretty good catch in the first quarter. But, Michigan receivers, like, they were just catching bombs. Because, like, if you get one-on-one coverage, dog, and you can't get open, man, then you don't need to be on a team, you know? Like, you don't need to be playing fucking Division I football as a number one or number two receiver for, you know, a fucking power conference team and shit, man. So, on top of that, Ohio State's cornerbacks are weak. So they really left them hanging them out to dry. And this was J.J. McCarthy's coming out party, man. And Donovan Edwards had a 85-yard and 79-yard touchdown at the very end. Like, fourth quarter of that game, young, after Michigan scored, young, they gave up about as bad as the Vikings gave up against the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. When them niggas just didn't come out to play out in the second half and shit, so. Yeah, man, a lot of people was copping pleas after last year. Like, win two in a row, maybe dance a rivalry. Well, is it the fucking rivalry now? That'll be the first and last time.
You tell him, Tone.
Yeah, man. Feels good, like, you know, all that patting on the head last year. Oh, nice win. You got one. Nah, nigga, we got two now.
Hey, you know what? I remember that meme they made out of the old black man crying. You know, we need to check in on him. You know, did he make another one this year?
I don't know.
Hey, young, he was good. You know, he said that's what I'm talking about. You know,
yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was crying. Yeah, he cried so good. You know, he said that's what I'm talking about. And motherfucker was laughing. I sat there, you know, I said, I'm not laughing at this because I know that's going to be me. You know? I know I'm going to cry, you know. Let Duke be sorry for a while and I be like sick in my late 60s, you know, and we finally win. Nigga, fuck what anybody talk about, you know. I would be crying. I felt him on that, though, you know.
So the other good thing that came from that game, young, like, unbeknownst to me, dog, like, I had no idea. I guess I should have known this, young. Maybe this might subtract some points from my damn Michigan punch card, young. I did not know Ohio State fans hated John Cooper that much, young. I know, you know, he's always getting his ass kicked by Michigan, but they were, like, you know, pretty good team. They made the Rose Bowl a couple times. And, you know, well, a bowl team always, you know, hanging around the top 25, young, but they weren't dominant like when Herb and them, and what's the name came there? Superman, young. But they hate John Cooper, young, so they call him Ryan Day, John Cooper Jr. right now, young. It's pretty good, young. The meltdown, young, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But, you know, that's what fucking fan bases go through and shit, man, you know. We had our motherfucking Brady Hope days and shit, so no motherfucking tears for y'all. But yeah, it's crazy. This man has 5 losses. He's like 45-5 or some shit, young. And they talking about taking his motherfucking job, young. Like, if he holds on to it, and I you gotta think he's gonna hold on to it this year or whatever. They said if he loses that game next year, young, he out of there. That's crazy. That's their problem.
Yeah, people don't play about them rivalries, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you win in championships, you got to win those games.
I think what makes this so unique, because fucking Harbaugh's lost 5 in a row, you know. He was getting, like, you know, criticized and shit, but it wasn't, like, he should lose his job after the second loss, though, young. But I think with Ryan Day, it's more about what he was handed. Like, he was handed a team that did this every year. So for him to come in and fuck it up, like, you're the fucking variable, young. Like, it ain't nobody else, it's you. So I think that's what has so many of their fans and supporters up in arms, because, you know, it was some good eating for about 5-7 years, huh? But this shit just got real, real quick, huh? But again, not my problem. All right. Well, like I said, we can move on to entertainment. I ain't watched anything when I was at the dealership yesterday. I caught, like, the first 2 episodes of Wednesday on Netflix. Kind of like that joint. You know, I thought it was going to be kind of kitty and whack or whatever, man. But, you know, got a little Stranger Things vibe to it and shit, man. It's cool. So I'm going to finish that up this weekend, hopefully. Other than that, hard pressed for me to remember, dog. Like, you got anything you been watching?
I saw a couple of movies. I saw this joint called Bones and All. I thought it was about vampires, but I don't think they vampires. So it stars Taylor Russell and Timothy Chalamet, and Yeah, man, they be eating people. It's I just get straight to it, you know. They got some kind of affliction where they got to eat people to survive, pretty much, like, or it, like, causes them a lot of pain. They can live without it, actually, but they be in pain, like, you know, trying to fight the urge. It's like they're drug addicts or something. So, yeah, man, they just be eating human flesh and blood. And it's fucking disgusting, man. It, like, dog, I was making that little baby face the whole time during those scenes, you know, when they was eating people. It just looked nasty, you know. And it's real graphic, too. Like, they didn't hold back at all. They didn't hold back at all. But, I only went to see it because, you know, I want Taylor Russell to continue to just ascend, because I think she's really talented. So this is like a lead role for her, like not so much like an ensemble thing like them Panic Room joints were. Was that what they was called? I think they was called the Panic Room. Nope, they was called the Escape Room. See? I got that room right. I know. I got that room right and started running with it, you know.
Oh, yeah. That joint is good. Mm-hmm.
It really is. But yeah, man, I'm happy for her, man. She's a star in the making for sure. She's just good. Yeah, and Chalamet was in it too, but he ain't nobody. I don't trip off him. What else I go see? The Menu. This joint with Ralph Fiennes, John Tone, it was so goddamn weird. That's a weird ass movie, man. So basically, these people pay like thousands of dollars to dine with like this world class chef, and he's like kind of relegated himself to obscurity. He took up residence on this island. I want to say it was like the Outer Banks or something, but I think it was somewhere in upstate New York, somewhere along the Atlantic coastline. Like he took up residence at like some island, and he and his like team lived there, and people, it was somewhere in New York because like part of the, some of the characters were like, Wall Street dude bros, and yeah, they were part of this whole collection of people who paid like thousands of dollars to eat with the chef and his crew, and they were super serious about food. Like his like second in command was this lady who was just chastising guests like not to take pictures, not to speak too loudly. Like, yeah, bro, like you couldn't have your jacket on the back of a chair. Like they were like, this is a unique, like high class dining experience, and you will not degrade us with like your commoner fucking behavior, dog. So yeah, no chewing gum, nothing, just like ordinary, like no phones at all. Like, not even taking pictures, but you shouldn't even have your phone out, you know. So, yeah, they were super serious about food. And they was making some weird-ass, super exotic dishes, dog. Like, one course was, like, the bread plate, but it didn't have any bread. It was just, like, these dipping sauces that you would, like, usually dip bread in. And Ralph Fiennes was like, Yeah, the bread actually interferes with the taste of most dipping sauces. He was like, this is the experience you will have tonight. you will appreciate the flavors that me and my team put together in these different sauces. Man, people was getting mad as shit. It wasn't no bread, you know?
The fuck?
Like the Wall Street, yeah, the Wall Street dude bros was like, this is absurd. Like, why even do this? Like, we need bread. Like, how the fuck you gonna have a bread plate without no bread? And the lady was like, please don't raise your voice at the chef. Like, so it had this ominous tone the whole time. And sure enough, they were going to kill all these people, you know. So that's what it's all leading up to. I don't think I'm giving away a big reveal because I think people can kind of sense it in the trailer. It's pretty bad, you know.
Yeah, you can see the previews.
So, yeah, man, it was just really good. I enjoyed it, man. It could have come off as, like, real pretentious. It could have missed the mark by a lot. But it was pretty goddamn funny, man. Like, that was the second movie I've seen, like, this, like, kind of award season that's kind of had that weird tone to it. And it's got, like, an ensemble cast. And they're, like, in this isolated area. The other one was this joint with Woody Harrelson. I think I talked about it for a bit. If not on here, it was on Twitter. Hold on, what was that joint called? It was something like they were stranded at sea and they ended up on like this deserted island. Hold on. Our man just sent it. That Dame Nova, yeah. He be sending all them motherfucking links and it be shit I already seen already. Triangle of Sadness is what it was called.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really good, man. I fucks with that movie a lot. And this one kinda is like in the same vein. Not exactly, but it has that same feel. So yeah, Triangle of Sadness in the Menu, I would highly recommend. Bones and All, if you can stomach it, yeah, it's cool. But yeah, if you can't, don't go see that shit, bro.
Bruh. Whole time you was giving this motherfucking review, young. I don't have my damn fire stick to see if this drum was on here, young. I will be watching this shit. I might watch tonight, young, because that was on my list, young. You know, in the food shit, young. I was like, young, this joint just looks like it's a parody, but I know people going to die and shit, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely was on the list. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah. It's a good dying. It's a comedy, so.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
you know, yeah. It's pretty light, yeah.
Yeah. That's, shit. Like, that's all I watched, yeah. Oh, well. You get a chance to watch that Walking Dead finale, young?
Nope. I've been saving it. I'll get around to it.
Yeah. Last, what, 5 minutes, we try to, real quick, set up these motherfucking three spinoffs, Sean. Ridiculous, dog. I know you probably have seen some way, young. So, Rick show back up, right? He by himself on the beach, just like, you know, he by himself just walking on the beach, huh? This nigga look like Dandy off that motherfucking Chimera, you know? Just walking around aimlessly, you know? And then he go hide, and then he try to hide from a fucking helicopter in the middle of the beach. You
know? The beach. what do you find one of them big-ass leaves, you know, and try to hide under it, you know?
Dog, he had a backpack, and he threw that on like some old broken down ship, and then yeah, they came and got him, young. So I guess somebody's supposed to find that back. Like, dog, they done run out of ideas, young.
Right.
This nigga had no shoes on. Like, why don't got no shoes on though, young? What they got to do with anything? So yeah, Rick a chicken head. I guess he gonna, like, they just pulled up Michonne from out of nowhere, young. She still got half a muscle and Wakandan outfit on and shit, man. It's just, Oof. That show, you know, like, they had some damn infographic about, like, the viewership of that shit. I saw online, like, last week, man.
Hello?
Oof. You want to talk about motherfucking two losses Ryan Day just had, man. These last four seasons been losses, you know? So, yeah, we're going to get these spinoffs, Sean. For better or for worse. For worse, worse.
My bad, gang. You cut out for a second. Or I cut out. I just couldn't hear you.
Oh, bad. I was saying, yeah, you're going to get these spinoffs for better or for worse. Most likely for worse, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try all of them. It's going to be like them books, man, you know? Like,
Sunday night.
I'll try all of them, and we'll see which one sticks.
What's the next big thing on Sunday nights, huh?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, what's the next big thing on Sunday night? Yeah, we might have to end it right here. I think we got an hour now. That's good enough.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, we might want to wrap this up. Niggas gonna be cooking, laughing at this, you know. Like, what's wrong with them, man?
Yeah. Yeah, let's wrap it up. This FS podcast. King's Disease in stores right now. Go get it. Watch y'all next week.